faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Up in the sky, it's a bird,
it's a plane,
it's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Superman and Batman trail Robin's captor to his den, only to find that the spider's lair is empty.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know, it would be a doggone shame if you should miss out on a single one of those swell comic buttons in that new series Kellogg's Pep is putting out. Because every single one of those 18 different buttons is so bright-colored and gleaming that, well, they look mighty smart pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. And every single picture of your favorite comic strip characters is a dead ringer for one of your friends you've been following in the funny papers for a long, long time. Old favorites like Brenda Starr and Tess Trueheart and Superman himself. So get busy on your collection, gang. It's easy as anything. You don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy these Pep comic buttons anywhere. You get them just by asking Mom to get you some Kellogg's Pep and looking inside each package for your prize. Yes, sir, Kellogg's Pep is a prize package, all right. Such a super delicious dish for breakfast that, well, you practically can't resist it. Those toasted flakes of good whole wheat are crisp and golden and loaded with that catchy sunshine flavor. Good for you, too. Sure, Mom knows that. It gives you energy vitamin B1, plus added amounts of that good old sunshine vitamin D that's so important these wintry days. So ask Mom to get you lots of P-E-P, the sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman. A small silver medal emblematic of the state high school gymnastics championship is the only clue Superman and Batman have to the so-called monkey burglar who has been impersonating Robin and whose confederates are holding Batman's young companion. 10 boys, they learned, had won such a medal. But by a process of elimination, Superman and Batman finally reached the name of Billy Riggs, who, as we know, is the monkey burglar. Now, as our friends set out for Billy's house, a man called Spider, who had engineered the abduction of Robin, is completing plans which will accomplish the end of both Robin and his young impersonator. As we continue now, we find the wiry Spider in his small apartment, where he is explaining his plan to a heavy-set man, his confederate, Jonesy. Listen.
Now, here's the setup, Jonesy. Tonight, as I said, our monkey burglar pulls his last job, and this one will be worth about $100,000.
Hey, that sounds good to me. Where is all this, though, Spider?
It's in the apartment of a Raja.
A what?
A Raja. He's kind of like a king over in India. Well, this Raja's over here for the United Nations meeting, see? And he's got the dough in hard cash and then lots of jewels that he keeps around his apartment in the Crescent Towers.
Uh-huh.
It's like hitting a jackpot.
Yeah.
And when we get that dough, I'll close up my gym and we'll go traveling, Jonesy. We'll see the world and never have to steal another nickel.
Hot dog.
Now, about the two kids, Billy and that Robin character. We'll take care of them right after the job tonight, like I said.
Okay, swell.
Hey, it's almost 6 o'clock. Where's Billy?
I told you. He went home to look for that medal he lost. The one he calls his lucky piece.
Yeah, I know, but he ought to be back by now, though. I told him there was a big job here for tonight.
Don't worry, he'll be back soon.
He'd better be. Now get this, Jonesy. As soon as Billy gets back, see that he gets dressed up in his Robin costume and we'll get going. It'll be dark by then.
Okay.
And, oh, yeah. We'll want 2 cars tonight.
2? What for?
Well, I'll ride with Billy in the coupe. You and Slim follow in the sedan with Robin. By the way, he's tied up and gagged, ain't he?
You bet he is.
Okay. You better go out to the garage now and check the cars. Then as soon as Billy gets back and changed, we'll get started. This is a big night, Jonesy.
As Spider and Jonesy prepare for the monkey burglar's final job and for the end of young Robin, Superman and Batman, in their guises of Clark Kent and Bruce Wayne, have arrived at another tenement apartment hardly a mile away. There they are admitted by Billy Riggs' mother, a gentlewoman whose pleasant face is lined with care.
Sit down, Mr. Kent,
and Mr. Wayne.
Thanks. Thank you.
I suppose one of you is the new truant officer.
What?
Why, no. You see,
I've
been
expecting you. You see, I know Billy's been playing hooky a lot lately.
Yes?
Yes, but as I told his principal, Mr. Thompson, Billy is really a good boy, and he used to like school, but he's so crazy about gymnastics. He won the state high school championship last spring, you know.
Yes, we know.
And now his heart is set on being a circus acrobat.
Oh?
He's very good at it, too, you know. Why, you should see him climb ropes and do tricks on flying rings.
Oh, yes.
But then, when his school got so overcrowded, he could only go half days, and he wasn't allowed to practice in the gym, he just lost interest in school.
Yes, I know. It's a shame that we don't have enough schools and playgrounds in Metropolis, but about Billy's playing hooky, Mrs. Riggs, do you know that...
Oh, I've talked to him, Mr. Kent. I've explained to him how important an education is.
Oh, yes, but that's not what
but
I meant.
But as I say, his first and only interest is in getting to be a circus acrobat. Uh-huh. And so when he met this man who said he would help him and who had this wonderful big gymnasium that Billy could practice in and earn money, too...
What?
Well, Billy's been going there day and night.
He has, eh?
Say, Billy's been working in a gym at night?
Oh, yes. He's worked practically every night for the last 2 weeks.
Uh-oh. How's he been doing, Mrs. Riggs?
Oh, very well. He's been good to me, too. He bought me that new radio phonograph in the corner.
Oh, yes, I noticed that.
And a vacuum cleaner and 2 new dresses and a hat.
Seems to be making quite a lot of money for part-time work, don't you think?
Oh, well, I forgot to tell you, Mr. Wayne, that this man who owns the gymnasium thinks Billy is bound to be a great success as a circus performer. So he's sort of acting as Billy's manager and agent, and he's been advancing him a little money as well as paying him a salary for working in his gymnasium.
I see.
Tell me, Mrs. Riggs, do you happen to know if Billy still has the medal he won at the state championships last spring?
Why, it's strange you should ask me that, Mr. Kent.
Really? What?
Yes, you see, Billy was here just a little while ago about that very medal.
He was?
Yes, it seems he lost it.
Lost it?
Oh, boy.
Yes, and he was quite upset about it. We looked all over, turned the house upside down, you might say, but we couldn't find
it. Well, that proves it, Clark. Billy is the...
Easy, Bruce.
What did you say, Mr. Wayne?
Oh, nothing important. Tell me, Mrs. Riggs. Did Billy go back to the gymnasium?
Why, yes, I guess he did.
Where is it, do you know?
It's downtown on 8th Avenue. I'm not quite sure just where,
What's the name of the man who owns it?
Oh, I don't know his name. But Billy calls him the Spider.
Spider?
Jupiter. That may be Spider Gans.
You know him, Bruce?
And how? And I know where his gym is, too. Prize fighters train there.
Come on, let's run down and have a look around the place.
Check.
Wait, Mr. King.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Riggs. We've no time to waste. Thanks for your trouble, though. Goodbye.
Jim Clark.
Oh. You see him around? Spider, I mean?
No, I don't.
I don't see any boy young enough to be Billy Riggs either, Bruce. Do you?
No, but... Wait, I know that character in the black jersey.
Oh?
He's an ex-pug. He's a fight trainer now. Hey, Mickey. Mickey Hogan.
Hi, Mr. Wayne. Be with you in a minute.
Okay.
Hey, how come you're so well acquainted around here?
Well, Bruce Wayne is supposed to be a rich playboy, you know. And as such, I'm interested in prize fights and fighters.
Oh, I see.
Incidentally, I happen to know that Spider Gans is a bad apple.
Really?
Yes, he's been mixed up in plenty of fixed fights. But he's too clever to be caught.
Hey, that makes all this add up even more.
Yes, and... Hold it. Here comes Mickey.
Hiya, Mr. Wayne. How you been? I ain't seen you at the fights in a long time.
Oh, I've been pretty busy, Mickey. By the way, this is Clark Kent of the Daily Planet. Mickey Hogan.
Glad to know you, Mickey.
Same here.
Look, Mickey, do you happen to know where Billy Riggs is?
Riggs? What do you want with him?
Oh, nothing. Just that my friend here heard a rumor that the boy's been working out with Spider, who's grooming him to be the next lightweight champ. So, as a good reporter, Kent wants to do a story on him.
Ah, well, ain't nothing in that. The kid ain't no fighter.
He isn't?
No, he just works out of the gym apparatus.
Oh, I see.
Well, just the same, I'd like to do a story on him, so if you'll tell me where to find him, I'll be much obliged.
Well, I don't know if I can tell you that.
Why?
Well,
Maybe this will make it easier, Mickey.
Yeah, $20. Gee, thanks, Mr. Wayne.
You're welcome. Think you can remember where Billy Riggs is now?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, Spider don't want us to talk about the kid on the count he's supposed to be in school, see?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Where is he, Mickey?
I'm not sure right now. He was here just a little while ago looking for some medal or something he lost, see?
Yes?
The Spider called up and talked to him on the phone. He went out of here on the double, over to Spider's house, I think.
Uh-oh.
Where does Spider live, Mickey?
On 12th Street. Number, let me see now. 221.
221 12th Street?
Yeah, that's right. But hey... For the love of Pete, don't tell Spider I told you.
Don't worry, Mickey.
No, don't worry. Come on, Bruce, let's go. Say, wait a minute, Bruce.
Hmm?
I think we'd better change to our Superman and Batman costumes. This alley will do fine for that purpose.
Yeah, right, Kent. Boy, wait a minute.
What?
We weren't so smart, Clark.
Why?
What's the matter?
Mickey decides to phone Spider and tell him we were asking for Billy Riggs.
Don't you worry about that. We'll be there before Spider can hang up the phone. Because in case you've forgotten, we're traveling by Superman Express.
Oh, that's right. Now, if only Robin is there.
We'll know in two shakes. All right, I'm all set. How about you?
I'm ready, willing, and able.
Okay, hang on then. Here we go. Up and away!
Leaping up from the dark alley with Batman, Superman streaks away to Spider-Gan's apartment. Will they arrive in time to avert the fate arranged for Robin? We'll know more when we return for the tense climax of today's episode. So stand by.
The other day, I heard a fellow and a girl arguing over which is the best-looking comic button in that new series Kellogg's Pep is putting out. She voted for Superman, said he's the most handsome. He held for Goofy because he's the funniest. Then, of course, I put in my 2 cents worth for that tough little guy, Spud. And you know what we decided? Well, we decided that there just isn't any best-looking comic button because they're all types and they're all mighty nifty, too. Of course, we all agreed that it's a load of fun collecting these Pep comic buttons and that every fellow or girl will want to collect all 18 in this new series. Favorites like Brenda Starr and Cindy and Spud and the Little Moose and Goofy and Beezy and Superman and all the rest. So keep working on your collection, gang. Ask Mom to get you some more Kellogg's Pep. You know, that's the only way you can get these prizes. You can't buy them anywhere, and you don't send in any money, not even a box top. But there's a comic button inside every package of Pep. That's Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Pep, the golden toasted whole wheat flakes with a catchy sunshine flavor. Pep, the breakfast cereal that tastes so toasty and good these cold mornings to start off breakfast right. Remind Mom to get you some P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
As we continue now, Superman and Batman have just arrived at the door of Spider-Gan's apartment. Batman is about to ring the bell, but Superman, whose X-ray vision has pierced the thick door, stops him with...
It's no use, Batman. We're too late.
Too late? What do you mean?
The apartment has been cleaned out.
Cleaned out?
Yes. Spider, Billy Riggs, and Robin are gone.
Oh, no. What'll we do? Now, how can we ever find Robin?
Feeling completely helpless, the two tall figures in costumes and capes stand outside Spider-Gan's empty apartment. Now entirely at a loss as to how to find Batman's young companion. As we know, Spider and Billy Riggs, followed by Jonesy with the trussed-up Robin, left the apartment only a short time ago on an expedition which was to see the last exploit of the monkey burglar and which was to culminate in his finish and Robin's. Now Superman and Batman seem to be stymied, but you can depend on their doing something and soon. What it is, you'll learn on Monday when we bring you one of our most exciting and suspenseful episodes. So be sure to tune in Monday, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Say, gang, how'd you like to pick out your own favorite Kellogg cereal every morning and open your own individual package yourself? Well, ask Mom to get Kellogg's Variety. That's the white, green, and red Kellogg package with 10 one-serving packages of your favorite Kellogg cereals, like Kellogg's Corn Flakes and Rice Krispies and Pep. And you know they're good because you've always liked Kellogg cereals. Every day you get your choice and you treat yourself to one of your favorite Kellogg cereals for breakfast. So ask Mom to get Kellogg's Variety. And be sure to be with us on Monday for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.